This is Jesus Shalom, a podcast about peace, spirituality, values, and activism from a Jesus perspective. I'm Tim Peebles.
And I'm Noel Moles.
This podcast is brought to you by Anvil Trust, a charity that articulates, advocates, and advances Jesus Shalom in individual, interpersonal, social, political, and ecological life. Each episode of our podcast will explore what this radical and comprehensive peace of Jesus looks like in thought and life, conviction and practice. In this introductory episode, we want to explain why we are launching a new podcast voice into the cybersphere. We also want to introduce something about ourselves individually, and in doing so, to share a little of how important shalom is for our own personal thinking and acting in today's world. Noel, would you like to set the scene for us a bit?
Yes, Tim, I'd be glad to. You know, I'm struck by the words of the Israeli historian Yuval Noah Harari, the author of the book 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, which was published in 2019. He says, "Here at the beginning of the 21st century, we no longer have a story to explain to ourselves what is happening in the world or where we are heading. We live in an age of bewilderment, when the old stories have collapsed, but no new stories have yet emerged to replace them."
That's a provocative place to begin. If I understand you and Harari correctly, we can state that there are shared global realities, like climate change, rising inequality, interreligious tensions, but there's no longer a shared story as to how to engage these common realities. We can't even agree on the nature and scope of them.
Indeed. And we can now, of course, further add to these realities, because as our new podcast voice begins, we find ourselves speaking right into the middle of the global coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, this pandemic might be a common reality, but we have little shared narrative, let alone shared cooperation for addressing life in and after the virus.
Yes. In a riff on Edward Lorenz's quote, "If a butterfly flaps its wings in the Amazon, a tornado might be set off in Texas," Lise Doucet, who's the chief international correspondent for the BBC, reflected just a few weeks ago, "When a bat flaps its wings in a wet market in Wuhan, we feel it around the world." But it left me asking the question, what exactly is it that we feel as COVID-19 engulfs us? Certainly a deepening of the bewilderment that Yuval Harari was referring to, compounding even further our lack of a means by which to explain ourselves and what is actually happening in the world. Add to this individual stress, personal anxiety, emotional exhaustion, sadness, and even anger, plus a loss of hope, along with the big question, what will the future be like beyond this pandemic? All these are the feelings which statistics are telling us people across the globe are struggling with.
Seems like we've kind of been hit from the blind side, that there's kind of harsh reality check for all of us, one that we just didn't see it coming, at least didn't see very clearly. It leaves me feeling that the unknown world we face in and after the pandemic only intensifies Harari's observation.
There's absolutely no question about that, Tim. We were, of course, planning this new podcast voice well before either of us had actually heard of Wuhan, or even knew for sure where it was.
Yeah.
Observations like those of Yuval Harari have been clear to us for quite some time, and have in fact been a stimulus towards us setting up this Jesus Shalom podcast. But entering into this podcast conversation while actually living through a pandemic only adds further bewildering elements to our conversation.
I agree. When we began planning this podcast, the shape and substance of our conversation seemed fairly clear and straightforward. but now it seems much more complicated and uncertain. Yet I still hope that this uncertainty and bewilderment might be included in a kind of confident engagement with our Shalom theme.
Yes. As you know, Tim, I've been saying for some time, today is the most exciting time to be a Christian in 2,000 years. I coined this statement a few years ago, and I've been making it regularly since then, because I really believe it to be true. Christendom's in freefall, denominations are crumbling, spiritualities are often disorientated. Alongside this, there is rising populism, emerging pre-nihilism, not to mention the global ecological catastrophe and now the COVID pandemic. Nevertheless, even in the face of all this, I believe the future calls us towards infinite life-giving possibilities within a creative hope ignited by the Spirit, if we respond with humility and courage and compassion and shalom.
Shalom. So that's one of the core themes of the podcast. Yeah. So it might be good for our listeners if you could say a bit about what this shalom is for you.
Yes, shalom for me is the secret of the universe. It literally embraces absolutely everything. Shalom is the peace that changes everything, our thinking and our living. Shalom is the place where contemplatives and activists meet. And shalom is the source of engaged spirituality, enabling radical creativity.
How did you come to this shalom as a core value and orienting vision?
Well, Tim, I'm a missionary child, or as you Americans describe, a mish kid. I grew up surrounded by the forests and the mountains of the Himalaya in North India near the borders of Tibet. My parents worked with an evangelical faith mission. They had passionate and yet fairly traditional understanding and expression of the gospel. And this is what I imbibed and embraced from my birth. Now let's fast forward to 1967. I'm 22 years old. It's 2 weeks before Easter. And I'm in my second year of theological study, and I'm in the college library. Totally unexpectedly, I stumbled over the biblical concept of shalom. And you know, I have no memory of ever having heard the word before, let alone this concept of peace that transfigures everything. Even the little I read in that moment in the college library changed my thinking and my life forever. However, it would be another 18 years before I encountered other Christians who spoke of shalom. And during those years, I was often accused of false teaching. And yet my wife and I experimented and explored every aspect of the vision and the values of shalom just to see where they might take us. And they took us some very exciting places. And that journey of exploration and experiment continues with equal passion for me right up to today. There's so very much more still to discover about this amazing biblical foundational concept of shalom.
That's interesting. I didn't grow up in a non-Western context like you, but I do share with you a faith journey that started in a kind of conservative evangelicalism. Also, like you, shalom values and vision were part of moving beyond that background. Throughout that journey, shalom has provided some key connections as I moved from one Christian faith tradition to another. And this will be something more we can, you know, we can say more about this in coming episodes. But for now, it might be helpful to share with our listeners what they might expect to find in the conversations to come.
Well, we're hoping that within the conversations to come that we'll be able to explore and present and talk about every dimension of a Jesus-centered engagement with Shalom. We'd like to move through interfaith dialogue to exploring contemporary street-level spirituality. We very much want to explore ecology and the environment from a Shalom perspective, where it's got a great deal to say. Looking at the scriptures, both in the light of the past and the challenges of the present, with a Shalom hermeneutic. Celebrating the diversity and beauty of human sexuality. Also engaging with the gift and the grief of multicultural societies and pathways forward. We want to explore inspirational stories and journeys and dreams and life-giving experiments, plus a great deal more, all from a Shalom perspective.
That sounds excellent. Means we have a lot to think and talk about.
We should do.
I'm wondering, as we look over the scope of the topics you've just mentioned, are there some common reference points that will be resurfacing, guides for the journey, we might say?
Of course. I believe stories, values, hope, and praxis together infuse human well-being. Importantly, each of these have been at the core of what has become Anvil Trust since we began in 1983. Stories that are rooted in a spirituality that is focused on meaning and relationship. Values that flow with authentic life-giving creativity, freedom, joy, and compassion. Hope that's woven through with a wisdom that inspires dreams, radical thinking, and activism. And a praxis, faith both embodied and applied, flowing from personal transformation through to global transfiguration. Today we have the thrilling opportunity to rediscover, reimagine, reorientate, and re-engage with the Christian faith in terms of the inclusive, all-embracing, and breathtaking vision of Jesus-centered Shalom.
And we can do this even in the midst of a pandemic and its aftermath.
We most certainly can.
That sounds promising and very engaging. I'm looking forward to it.
So am I.
We hope you, our listeners, will join us each month here in the podcast and its companion blog at jesus-shalom.org. That's jesus-shalom.org. If you'd like to connect with the wider work of Anvil Trust, you can visit us at anvil.org.uk and join our newsletter list there. A special thanks to Sarah Baker, who composed and recorded the original music you've heard during this episode. And final thanks to each of you for joining us. Every Shalom blessing to you all. What is the weather in Sheffield?
Weather in Sheffield today is bright, sunny. We had a cold, clear start, but it's lovely and bright and sunny today.
I was a little surprised. I did quite a bit of work out in the garden yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Did some mowing and trimming and building a fire pit and so forth for the full moon coming up. But then I was quite surprised when I woke up this morning to see frost all over the ground.
Yep. That's right.
So I was anticipating a cold day, but now it's completely clear blue skies and
beautiful
bright sun. It's a lovely day.